Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Hated, you've been loved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, going out big, Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. A full 4-hour show today. Go until 7 p.m. when David Vasse will take over with off day Dodger talk. No Dodger game tonight. Bad news, Giants won, knocked off the Brewers 5-1. So they come in, the Dodgers, to that series in San Francisco tomorrow, tied with the Giants for first place. They did have a good 16 hours of it all to themselves
on
for the first
top.
Time since May. But they are in first place.
We talked to Ned Coletti about that very thing last hour. We're going to talk to Matt's radio hero of 2020-2021, Chris Mad Dog Russo. In our very next segment of the MLB Network, of course, and we'll get a national perspective on the Dodgers. Russo is a massive San Francisco Giants fan, so that should be interesting. A college football whip around, and we'll do another one tomorrow at 5. And three things Thursday in the world of the NFL coming up as our show continues right here on AM 570 LA Sports, your home. Of the Dodgers. But right now it's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 4. Right behind you, Petros, is our door. And on our door are a number of stickers that either we have managed to secure in our travels.
People have been sending them to us.
A lot of people send them to us.
You know, majority of my stickers go on to my, there is also a sticker thing at the house that is collects the stickers. My old desktop, but now it's just in my office as an ornament.
Perfect.
And it's covered in stickers as well.
And here we have our door covered in stickers, some Grateful Dead, some Surf Shop, some K-Swiss, skateboards, bands.
Christ Lutheran, preschool through 8th grade, San Pedro, California, Western Avenue.
You got the local 13 there, the Wharf Rat.
Yeah, everybody loves the local 13.
High schools, West Ranch.
ILWU, King Harbor Brewing.
Major Laser.
Yeah.
Europe 72 from the Dead, a bunch of van stickers.
Neff.
We've got, I believe Neff is a hat company.
Yeah. Hi-Fi Coffee.
Pop Chips before they were cool. Way back, we were way in on Pop Chips.
New York Seltzer sticker on there.
But
it still is very sparse.
I got 4 stickers.
It's sparse.
That I forgot were given to me when I went to get my hair cut at the Los Alamitos Old Traditions Gentleman's Parlor.
Yeah, that place looks like a fun place to hang out, Matt.
It was the same time.
You go in there with your pit vipers on, you know, they're going to know you mean business. Is that guy 15 years old?
Dave, Bonnie cuts my hair. Dave is a big fan of the show and regularly engages with me and handed me these stickers. And I forgot I had them until I was cleaning out the backpack. And I was like, and I never looked at them. And when I got my eyes on the Old Traditions Gentleman's Parlor stickers, I mean, it really stopped me dead in my tracks. I want you to take a look at these 4 stickers, at what they're doing at the Old Traditions Gentleman's Parlor and the kind of art they're using.
Yeah, I've seen these. I follow them on Instagram.
Right, you follow them on Instagram.
Because, you know, that's where you get your hair cut. So I really want to make sure.
See what's going on.
I want to know I'm up to date on what's going on down there in Los Al. Well, you got the droopy wolf or, you know, a wolf.
That guy with the whistle.
Yeah, the wolf that's, you know, wants the hot, buxom 1940s body chick that has no face. This wolf.
And then when he sees her face, it's Well, it's an unfortunate end to what was otherwise a happy story.
Haberdasher cat.
How great is that cat?
Gotta like that with the monocle. A little bit of a creepy Big Brother thing going on this
throwback
one.
Thing there with the, guess what? They might slit your throat. You never know.
Yeah, a little
straight
sweet
blood. Some hot foam.
Demon,
you know?
Barber of Sweet Fleet Street.
Beware.
And then something you'd expect a little bit more from an Orange County.
A little bit of a Dogtown kind of vibe with the cross.
Lovely, Matt.
But I figured 4 stickers.
That's good, yeah.
For our door.
I got a couple in the bag too that I forget you reminded me to pull out.
Right?
The old Filthy Flamingo Surf Gang. We could put that one up.
Phenomenal.
So yeah, we'll put these stickers up.
Exactly.
And then we'll tweet a photo.
And thank you for your stickers when you send them in.
We need more stickers.
Exactly. It's
very
a little sparse
here, and you know, it's actually kind of shameful because we should have more. We look like a Wahoo's that just opened. And you know,
right.
We need more.
We can't have that.
We gotta have more.
Can't have that. The stickers look too new. Now we do have a Chris Harrison promo photo. We do have unfortunately, I believe that's the bachelor that found himself in a little bit of trouble.
Manslaughter,
yes.
Vehicular.
Exactly. There's a death
A guy on a tractor.
When Stone first got started, before they became the powerful brewery that they've become in the last 10 years, they sent us stickers.
Very many. Well, we used to serve it at the restaurant. Like, when my dad's restaurant was open, we used to serve Stone. But we didn't know how to call it IPA, so we called it Stone IPA.
You want one of them there?
IPAs? So people are like, what do you have for beer? It's like, well, we have the Greek beer. We have Heineken. We have Coors Light. We have Stone IPA.
Remember how offended we were that they sent us stickers and not beer? They were like, hey, we love your show. Here's some stickers.
Well, that's BS.
We were like, hey, F these guys.
I'll
how
take
about
a
you send us some beer?
A t-shirt or beer.
But we got the arrogant bastard up there from Stone.
We do.
But you're right. We need more stickers. So consider this a plea for free goods.
We're in our 40s. We love stickers.
That's right.
Also, I do want to say, Ronnie, for the word of the day, could you get a...
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Pictures of You by The Cure. I know it's one of your favorites.
Get me all misty.
This happened the other night to me. The PMS Photoshop bandit texted me that he's only got 999 followers. So I tweeted out, like, hey, can we help out the PMS Photoshop bandit and get him to 1,000? Well, the truth is, he was already over 1,000. He was talking about his Instagram.
Oh.
So, my bad. There's a guy who is a graphic designer. He's actually designed a lot of cool logos that you would never even imagine that he designed. Very accomplished professional, much like a listener union, Ryan. Well, let's say the guy who hates the listener union, Ryan. Hedge fund Ryan.
Right.
PMS Photoshop Bandit is an accomplished man of graphic design.
Great at what he does.
And he loves to mess around with our pictures on things. And he's got a Twitter feed. And now he also has an Instagram. And he's only got 997 followers at PMS Photoshop Bandit. The last picture is Matt and I superimposed on Mark Sanchez's friends and family on the fishing trip.
It's a good one.
That Sanchez took instead of doing our show at Brewery X. I think he's got my face on Ed McMahon or somebody on the top there.
This is on the gram right now?
Yeah, so on Instagram, that's the push for PMS Photoshop Bandit.
Oh, yeah, 996.
Right. Oh, so he just lost one since I brought it up. That's unfortunate.
Is that the Jerry Lewis telethon and you're on Jerry?
Is that me?
And I'm one of the kids that he's trying to help out with the telethon?
It's either that or Star Search or something like that.
Yeah, it says give what you can, so it leads me to think that it's a... I got a hell of a head of hair, though.
So, help out the PMS Photoshop Bandit. Get to his 1,000 Instagram followers. We do have quite a contingency of listeners who have come up with various online personalities to cover the show. And despite one accusation, it is not all the same one person. In fact, I can guarantee that it is not. But thank you for the patronage of the PMS Photoshop Bandit. Something that started even before the pandemic.
You know, he puts up posts so they get lost in your timeline, and you have to just go to the PMS Photoshop Bandit. I missed, and you clearly saw it because you liked it, the Smokey trying to get Vicky.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's amazing.
That's my favorite picture
ever.
That
is amazing.
And I've never seen such a likeness to Vic's son.
No, ever. I
mean, it's perfect.
You as Rebel Wilson's pretty good, too. That's
one
was of
the
better ones.
I thought that was just her. So, thank you, PMS Photoshop Bandit, and all of our listeners. We appreciate you. And now, because Matt has begged
That's
me.
True.
Oh, we got time. We got time.
Oh, now it's okay.
Yeah, we got time.
You know what?
How are you feeling?
F you. No, I'm not feeling anything. I feel like you have hijacked the show and ruined it. You ruined it with the anticipation of the Mad Dog.
I did not ruin it. It can be
oh, you better not F this up.
Listen, man.
Oh, this is a big day for you.
You better tighten it up.
See, that's the exact. Oh, I didn't ruin it. Hey, you better tighten it up. Listen, what if you F up?
Listen. Yes, Gates.
Petros, you've ruined it with your bad attitude about the Mad Dog.
I hope that Matt hits it off with the Mad Dog. Like I said in the first hour, he invites Matt and his wife over, and it turns out he's a swinger. And Matt's got to navigate the evening.
You guys got to come to the tennis club. He plays tennis at the tennis club.
Yeah, that's what they
Think
call
about
it.
That. That's a man that lives in Manhattan and belongs to a tennis club and a golf club. You want to talk about a man of means. He's a man of means.
Matt, he's a successful media personality for decades.
He's got his own network. The Mad Dog Channel on Sirius XM.
You know, I can't. We don't show this kind
sure
of reverence. We've never showed this kind of reverence to anybody.
Have we ever had the Mad Dog on before?
No, but I feel like, I mean, John Wooden came on, and we were like, hey, it's John Wooden.
That's not true. We're like, hey, let's not F this up. It's John Wooden. You guys better not F this up. It's John Wooden.
It wasn't like this.
Not like this.
Nobody made a fool out of ourselves for 2 hours leading up to the interview.
The anticipation. We're almost there. We're about 12 minutes
You've
away.
Ruined it.
This is the song of the day.
Sticky Fruit Man Has Faith is the title of our song of the day.
What?
An interesting title. Yes, Sticky Fruit Man Has Faith.
We're talking
and it
the
comes
Mad
from
Dog
singer,
next.
Songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Tim Presley. No relation to Elvis. And, you know, he records under the name White Fence. I think we've discussed this in the past. It's a nice lo-fi psychedelic crunchy groove for a Thursday afternoon on the Petros and Money Show. Broadcasting live from the hospital-grade sanitized Pinnacle Building. Right here in downtown Burbank. Delivering 4 full hours of auditory escapism while navigating the densely packed Sticky Fruit route through great sports talk. That's sure to give you an appetite for off-date Dodger talk with our guy David Vasse coming up at 7 o'clock. 7 to 8.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, Cates.
Yeah.
Is Mad Dog calling us or are we calling him?
He's calling us.
Yeah. Listen, what's wrong with you? Shut up. You want to sabotage your own show.
I'm not sabotaging anything.
You know he's going to call on time.
I just asked a question.
He's a radio guy.
You're right. He has his own
network. He respects radio. He understands. He's going to call a minute early. You watch.
That's why we had to get out on time.
That's right. Make sure we're ready when he's ready because he's a professional and he expects it. The Mad Dog, Chris Russo, coming on next. Yeah, Kate, put those hands up in victory.
Oh, my God.
The dog.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
Petros and Money, AM570LASports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Remember, if you are not near a radio, you can always get the Petros and Money show as long as you have the iHeart Radio app on your smart device. Not only can you subscribe to the podcast.
A little nervous, man?
Listen, I'm freaking out.
Are you freaking out?
I am freaking out.
Has he called yet?
Not yet.
Oh, I just got a text that said Russo ain't calling.
He's calling.
What time is he supposed to call, Kate?
4:29:30.
That's right. He's right on time if he calls.
Now. You want to stream Russo, but you got to get out the car to go, I don't know, pick up the kids or something? Just download that iHeartRadio app. Hit that AM570 LA Sports icon and bang, streaming the Petros and Money Show. And of course, anything you missed, like our conversation with Ned Colletti from last hour, can always be relived when you subscribe to the podcast. And believe it or not, look at that. It even says his name on the phone, Christopher Russo.
Write it down, quick. Write his number down.
It's blocked. It just says Christopher Russo. No Dodgers tonight. David Vasse with off-day Dodger talk at 7 p.m. Taking your calls. Dodgers, Giants tomorrow at 6:45. And throughout the weekend. And remember, we're also your home of UCLA, but because we got Dodgers, Giants, we will have UCLA LSU on our sister station, AM 1150, with that 5:30 p.m. kick. Kate's with a 3 p.m. countdown to kickoff in Lot H.
Joining us right now, the centerpiece of our show tonight. With the Dodgers finally a share, at least, of the lead in the West, we can talk to a man with national baseball perspective that is deeply respected from coast to coast. Talking about Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Of course, formerly of Mike on the Mad Dog. Now he's got his own whole network.
Whole network!
On SiriusXM.
Channel 82!
I listen to it, Matt, sometimes. Not as much as you do.
The high heat?
Well, obviously, the high heat is what we're promoting. Well, we can promote the satellite stuff, too, for him, if you want.
A seminal voice in sports talk radio.
He really is one of the great voices in sports talk radio. And you can watch Chris host MLB Network's High Heat weekdays at 10 a.m. Pacific. Plus, listen to him on SiriusXM's Mad Dog Unleashed. And that is a noon show. One of the giants on the Mount Rushmore of sports talk radio, joining us right now on our show on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. It is a man who I'm told not only belongs to a tennis club, but a golf club as well. On the Isle of Manhattan, Chris Russo is our guest. What's cracking, Chris? How are you?
Hello there, gentlemen. I have heard lots about you two. You are big time in Southern California. How are you doing today, okay?
We're trying our best, Chris, you know, but people are pretty excited down here because the Dodgers have finally sort of climbed that mountain. From your perspective in your throne above baseball, do you see this playing out with the Dodgers winning the division and everything being okay down here in L.A.?
I think you have to expect that right now. The Dodgers are doing a hell of a job. They got the three big starters in the rotation. Kershaw eventually will come back. Giants, I've said for about a month, I think they're a little bit of a paper tiger. I can see the Giants in big spots. I don't love their starting pitching. Webb did pitch well today, but I don't love their starting pitching. I can see the Giants coming back to earth a little bit. Yeah, you know, you figure. Now, the Giants have played the Dodgers pretty well. So, I mean, this series will not be easy. But the Dodgers are now tied. If they lost two out of three, it's certainly not the end of the world. I think you have to make the Dodgers the favorite right now to win the division. I don't think there's any question about it. You'd have to make them the favorite. The bigger thing for me, guys, is I think the Giants have to win the division. I think if the Giants all year in first place against all the odds and everything else, if they don't win the division and end up on that wild card against the Reds or, you know, San Diego, whoever, that is going to take a lot out of them. The Dodgers could easily win that wild card game, no problem. They have the three pitchers. Even if they had to play it, they would still be the favorite in the NLDS, even without home field. So I think it's imperative for the Giants to win the division. I don't think it's imperative for the Dodgers. And I think smart money, although the Giants got karma and all those good things, I still think smart money on the year says you have to take the Dodgers to win the whole thing. Obviously, division, pennant, and World Series. You still got to take LA to win the whole thing. They got the best team.
We just can't get that kind of detail. The last 2 minutes that we just had, or minute and a half, you can't get that on the West Coast.
No.
You just can't get that on the West Coast.
It is the baseball talk of record. That's who this guy is, Chris Russo. And now I'm glad you brought it up, Chris, because this is something that one of us has been bellyaching about 3 months now. The Dodgers and the Giants are the two best teams in the National League. You play 162, and they just happen to be in the same division. Help us with a man who has a perspective on baseball and baseball history like you do.
Totally agree.
So if they're the two best teams, one of them is going to have to go on the road for the divisional round and for the championship series, but they can have home field for the World Series. How does that make any sense? Why do they not slot teams 1 through 5 based on record instead of the wild card team at the bottom?
Well, the one thing they should do, we'll discuss that in a second, what you just said. The one thing they should do is the wild card, is the team with the best record should not automatically have to play the wild card team, because the team that wins the wild card might have better records than Milwaukee, in this case, and or Philadelphia or Atlanta. So why should the Giants, in essence, be punished by having to play the Dodgers? And in the divisional round, the Dodgers got the second best record in the sport. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, to me, The Dodgers, if the Dodgers end up as the wild card team and they win the game, they should play essentially the Giants should play the team with the worst record out of the four. In this case, it would be Atlanta, and the Dodgers should play Milwaukee.
Exactly.
There is no reason whatsoever that the Giants and Dodgers should play in the first round if they have the two best records. I completely agree. I don't understand that. You might have the same issue in the American League because the Yankees in Tampa right now have that. Well, Houston's right there, too. But, I mean, if the Yankees in Tampa end up with the two best records, the Yankees still have to play Tampa in the first round because of the wild card team.
Makes no sense.
That I don't like at all. And I don't – when you get to the postseason, at least in the first round, wild card and divisional winners and everything else, it should revert to record. The NBA had this problem about 10 years ago. San Antonio and Dallas had the two best records in the Western Conference, yet they were in the same division, so they ended up playing in the second round instead of the conference final. The NBA changed that rule to make sure that their two best teams in each conference would play in the final of their conference instead of the second round. Baseball should do the exact same thing. I'm with you 100%. Now, as far as going into as far as home field for a wild card team, even though they have a better record, I think that's a different argument. I think a lot of people think there should be a little bit more on winning a division. And obviously, since the Dodgers didn't win a division, is it fair that they get home field against Milwaukee when Milwaukee did win their division? That is a little bit more debatable. But and if you're going to do the first thing, maybe you got to do the second thing too.
Right.
But the first thing that could definitely change is that the best record in the National League should play the team with the worst record, not the automatic wild card winner, because that does not protect the team like the Giants or Tampa if the Yankees and Dodgers have the best record. So, generally speaking, I'm on your side with that.
Good point,
on your part. On that theme, so you guys are on top of it.
Validating for you.
Awesome
what
insight.
What a moment for you.
From Mad Dog. Chris Russo with us. High Heat on MLB Network, the Mad Dog Channel, 82 on Sirius XM. I'm glad you brought up the NBA because, look, we're in Los Angeles, Chris. We have the Lakers. We have LeBron James. Yet it feels like the popularity of that team is not where it should be. The Dodgers feel like they are exponentially more popular in this town than the Lakers right now. You have the Knicks. They just made the playoffs for the first time out there in New York. What do you think is happening with the NBA? Because it certainly feels like it should be more popular than it is in this town.
The NBA is a bigger global sport than it is an American sport. The NBA's problem, and the Lakers are a huge franchise. You know, LeBron hasn't been there very long. He wins the championship in the bubble. And we didn't get a chance to celebrate. LeBron is a mercenary. You know, we all love LeBron. He's an all-time. We all know how great he is, but he bounces around franchise to franchise. So he's really not a Laker, you know, per se. He's kind of he's moved around so much, so he doesn't have that homegrown thing like a Magic, like a West, like a Kobe. I think that hurts him a little bit. As far as the NBA's popularity is concerned, it is a postseason sport. It is not a regular season sport. It's all about the postseason in the NBA. The best team usually wins. The load management situation is a disgrace. You think Bird would not play a game if he was healthy? How about Jordan? How about Magic? How about Kareem?
Right.
Think these guys play a game? Durant, Kyrie Irving took weeks off this year because he just wanted a holiday and celebrate birthdays. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, the 82 games just does not mean enough to get all these teams to go out there and play hard in all 82. And that is a major problem that the NBA has had to deal with. I don't know what the answer is. I will say this. I think actual karma is the reason why the Bucks won the title. The Nets, who were the best team, fooled around the regular season continuously. They got Harden, who bailed out of Houston terribly after they gave him everything he wanted. Then he bails. Wants out because he can't win, goes to the Nets, who obviously Kyrie decides when he wants to play, how he wants to play. Durant, same thing in a lot of ways. And then what happens in the postseason? They all get hurt, and the Bucks with Giannis, who stayed, Middleton, who plays and who stayed, old Milwaukee. They end up beating the Nets because the Nets are all banged up, and then the Bucks end up winning a championship, a feel-good championship, all the way around. But the NBA is a postseason sport. You can't pay attention to ESPN because they make the NBA out to be a little bigger than it is. Look at the ratings. I do sports talk every day, and I can't get regular season. I am not getting a lot of NBA calls. I will postseason. NBA, you guys can get them in L.A. with the Lakers night in and night out. Nationally, you can't do that. That tells you all you need to know about the NBA. Yeah.
The great Chris Russo is our guest. Actual Karma. We're your Actual Karma show.
We got Actual Karma.
Yeah, Chris Russo, the Mad Dog, is joining us right now. Speaking of a wasted season, regular season, what do you make of Shohei Ohtani just kind of toiling away in Anaheim, sort of the way we've watched Mike Trout for the last decade? How much attention can you pay to this guy playing for the Angels?
Yeah, listen, he's great, and he's a hell of a story. I like to have more innings pitched. It's only 105 innings pitched. Wheeler's at 184. It's funny. They need him to be a big starter every fifth day. They need him more for his pitching than his offense. They probably can figure out enough offense, you know, when the next season rolls around with, you know, obviously Rendon, you throw back, hopefully Trout's healthy. They need him to play less games in the field and more games in the mound. You know, he's got to throw 210 innings because they don't have any pitching. They never have any pitching, the Angels. So from that perspective, it's almost like he's in a reverse role there. As far as his, you know, listen, he's a big star. Everybody around the country follows him, even in New York. He did not pitch well in New York when he came here. That was a negative. But everybody follows him. We all know how great he is. But, you know, it's about pitching, and the Angels don't have any. I don't feel sorry for Trout. Trout knew what he was into when he signed the original deal. The Angels haven't been good for a long time. And then he re-signed to stay in Anaheim when they don't have any pitching. And they never have any pitching. So I can't feel sorry for Trout because he had a chance to leave to go to a team that was going to have a huge payroll and bring plenty of pitching in a day-in, day-out basis. He didn't do that. Ohtani also had a chance to go to the Yankees, who win every year. And he decided to stay with the Angels. So, you know, it's a great place to play. Southern California, weather's great. You get the L.A. market without all the L.A. pressure, which is also nice.
Yeah.
But I can't feel sorry for both those players. Oh, what a shame. Poor Trout. Never. Hey, if Trout really wanted to get on a good team, he should have, like Betts, left to go to the Dodgers. If he wants to go on a good team, what he should have done is not re-sign there. Go to the Phillies. Now, everybody in the world would have looked to sign him. He would have had a pick of the litter to go to a championship-level team. We all know that the Angels have absolutely no pitching. You can't win with that starting pitching. I don't care what they do. They stink. They have no pitching. And Trout knew this. And Ohtani, for all his greatness, he's thrown 100 innings. They didn't even throw 200 innings.
Yeah.
So the Angels are kind of a weird, I don't know, they're kind of a weird team. Probably should have spent the money on Cole instead of Rendon. I know signing pitchers doesn't always work, but Rendon now is hurt. That's been a disaster. It's a strange team, the Angels. You know that ball club a lot better than me, but to me they are, you know, they're walking in quicksand. Until they go out there and develop some pitchers, sign a couple pitchers, and I know they drafted 20 of them, so they finally woke up. But if they don't have pitching, Trout can be Willie Mays. Ohtani can be Babe Ruth. He's never going to play big games in October, and that's what the sport's about. October baseball, and none of them are going to play in it.
We've kept you so long, but we'd just love to get, you know, maybe one more in here, Chris. We love you.
Very brave,
we could not be more excited to have you, but we do have to know because it is still something that's mentioned in these parts. They won the championship in Texas instead of Los Angeles. They didn't get their parade. What could have been in 2017 against those Astros? Who got screwed harder, the Yankees in the ALCS or the Dodgers in the World Series?
All right, now let me play devil's advocate, okay? You guys are not going to like this answer, but let me play devil's advocate. The Yankees in Houston, you know what they hit with? You know what they hit in those four games in Houston?
What's that?
167. The Yankees scored 3 runs in 4 games. Now, I'm not, listen, whether the Astros had signs in that series with the Yankees in those 4 games, who knows? They won all 4 home games. They won 2-1, 3-9. I mean, they were low-scoring games for the most part. The Yankees couldn't hit themselves out of a paper bag in Houston. They scored 3 runs in 4 games and hit 167. The Yankees got to get over it. All right, got to get over it. The Dodgers, now this is what you're not going to like. The Dodgers lost 2 home games in that World Series. They blew leads left and right in Game 2, and Jansen blew a save. And then in Game 7, in their building, with Darvish, who they signed, you know, they traded for, laid an egg, got bombed, and lost the game. Now, who knows? I know everybody brings up the Kershaw game in Game 5, 38 sliders that the Astros did not take a swing at. So maybe that Game 5, Dodgers win that Game 5, it's a totally different situation. I understand that. So you can argue that all you want. Dodger fan, I was always going to think they were ripped off. But before you guys go crazy, let's not forget, if you win Game 2, you are going to win the series, and you blew a save. When you blow saves in a World Series, it's hard to win them. And then in Game 7, you have Darvish followed by Kershaw against the Astros. What was the final score? 5-1?
Yeah.
And you're out of the game. Now, I know the Dodger fan doesn't want to hear it. You too. All of a sudden, I'm not your favorite talk show.
No, we love you. We don't care.
We're fine.
You don't want to hear it either. You don't want to hear it either. But a lot of people around the country hate the Astros and know they cheated, but they do understand that the Dodgers went 2-2 in their building in that World Series. You know what? You got a home field, you got to do better than 2-2. Now, did they lose the World Series because of that? Should they have won Game 5? I'll let you guys decide about that. But let's not forget Game 2 and Game 7.
Let's not forget.
The Yankees. And I talk to Cashman all the time. And Cashman is still annoyed, and they're all upset. And the Yankees think they got ripped off. Hey, Brian, you hit 167, and you scored 3 runs in 4 games. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Your offense, they were terrible there. The Yankees couldn't hit anything. Verlander killed him. Keiko killed him. McCullers and Morton in Game 7 killed him. The Yankees had no offense. The Yankees don't want to hear that. And the New York fan doesn't want to hear that. And the New York fan then also gets mad at 2019. Altuve had a buzzer. Well, hold on now. The Yankees lost 2 out of 3 at home in that championship series. They lost 3. They played. They was 1-1 after 2. They came to Yankee Stadium, and the Astros beat them twice. So you have to keep these things in mind. I know the fans in these towns don't. I try to look at it overall, but you got to keep in mind. One thing I will say, to be fair, that Dodger championship last year was completely legit. That was the hardest thing in the world to do. Hardest thing in the world to do. They did not have a home field advantage. They had to play an extra 2 games to play the Brewers. They did not earn. They didn't get any games in Dodger Stadium with fans. They had to sit in a bubble. They came from 3-1 down against Atlanta. They lost that horrendous Game 4 to Tampa, and they had the wherewithal to come back and win. So anybody who sits there and say, and a Giant fan likes to tweak the Dodger fan by saying this, that World Series is tainted, 60 games, nonsense. That was a big-time championship the Dodgers won last year.
Love it.
About as high on them in 17, last year completely legit. And they are the favorite again this year.
Jeez.
He's the best.
We are way out of our depth here. The great Chris Mad Dog Russo, MLB Network's High Heat. That's 10 a.m. on this coast. And, of course, noon for SiriusXM's Mad Dog Unleashed, a god in our industry, and really, really fun to talk to. Chris Mad Dog Russo. Thank you, Chris.
Guys, you do a great job. You've got a great reputation, and you've been there a long time. Keep it up.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Just ducked out under the tennis question because he went 17 minutes.
I didn't expect 17 minutes.
Pretty great. Pretty great stuff.
Everybody said about us. He knows. That was not a Rob Palenka, you know?
Yeah,
I hear what the caller say. He said, you guys have been doing it a long time. How does he know we've been doing it a long time unless he did his homework?
How does he know I have gas?
He knows we've been doing it a long time. 15 years.
It was great. It was great to listen to him go. And he validated Matt's opinion, but not about the Strohs.
No. You said, and he told us, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to say it. but you're not going to like it.
Now, everybody thinks they had the same text. Like, you just recorded Matt, right? And did it. No, that was really him.
That's really him.
That was really him. And he was fabulous.
Good job, Kate.
We'll be back with more PMS. We got a whole other 2 hours. Three Things Thursday. You think college whip.
You think if I send him a tweet right now, like, hey, thanks for coming on.
Try it.
You think he'll...
I'll retweet it.
You think so?
I'll support you.
Okay.
For some Pit Vipers.
Hey, that was amazing.
That ain't the way to have fun.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Very positive reviews for Chris Mad Dog Russo. About 90-10.
Take it.
Thank you.
Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Yeah, he was good.
You're not going to like this.
He was very good. He had a lot of fun things to say about baseball. A little bit of basketball action. You can podcast it all on the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. Maybe Case will repurpose it for later. Tim Cates.
Good idea.
Pulling that interview in.
A big one. Big one.
I mean, it was nice to talk to him.
Did you hear what he said on the way out, right? Really appreciated being on with you two. You guys have been doing this a long time.
All right. Well, I'm not going to.
Big time in that market.
I'm not going to be supercilious.
I mean, we got that from the. You believe that?
I can believe it. I can believe it.
Pinch me.
He's got that Adam Schein guy on his network, Matt.
Listen, it's radio. You can't see that he's cross-eyed. Not that big of a deal. Put him on TV.
It's got nothing to do with his eyes. But a big thank you to Chris Russo.
Absolutely.
We also had Ned Coletti on a little bit earlier.
Which a lot of baseball today.
A lot of fun. Well, I thought, you know, since the Dodgers are now tied for first place, that we better get our baseball licks in and do some ya-ga-ya, you know, kind of celebration. Now, we do have some football still to come. Matt's going to do Three Things Thursday. We're going to do some college foosball talk as well as the show continues. And then we're going to head to Dodger Talk at 7 o'clock. And we're sorry we're going to have to...
Snerdly it.
If you get that reference, God bless you. Mm. But that is exactly what we're doing.
Did not anticipate the Mad Dog giving us 18 minutes.
Well, Matt was trying to get me to ask him about Tsitsipas at the end.
Right?
And it's like, we'd still be on with him.
We would. He'd still be talking about what a cheat that guy is.
He doesn't have the balls, and he'll get stabbed in Greektown, New York, Matt. A lot of Greeks out there. You can say whatever you want about Greeks here. There's not enough of us. But you say something like that against New York, all the guys that go and see Giannis Antetokounmpo when he plays at MSG, they'll go and kill the Mad Dog. They'll put him on a spit.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize the Greeks of New York were so violent.
Very, very protective of Tsitsipas.
Keep an eye out.
We got to fire his dad as the coach. I think it's clear. Because it is an international embarrassment.
It is.
But he's still the best. And he's still won them matches. And what the hell's his dad going to tell him? The guy's not a professional tennis coach. He's just a Greek.
Telling him something. He's got two eyes.
He's just an overbearing Greek. That's all he is.
I see things.
As a guy who has an overbearing Greek dad, I feel your pain, Tsitsipas. We'll be back with more PMS.
Dreams to remember.
I heard the Mad Dog goes to the bathroom for like 30 minutes at a time.
I've got dreams.
Rough dreams.